What is the word of the Lord to our sister who is stretched with the 777 seed? Sister Kathy.
Yes.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Kathy.
God bless you.
I just hear the word of the Lord coming unto me saying, I see a lot of transitions as far as movement around you, and I see God opening doors for you, and I see him beginning to take you into that new place, into that new destiny. And I don't know if you are working on the job that you desire to work on, but I see a change in your place of employment. I see entrepreneurship, working in your own business. And I even see commercial property for you. I don't know what you're going to be doing as far as with your employment, but I see God allowing you to get an opportunity where it's going to be a very good deal as far as with real estate for your business. And God is going to begin to pour out favor and give you favor in the area of business, favor in the area of property. And I just see God doing an area, something with partnerships as well. I don't know if you're married, but God is doing a great work in the area of relationships and partnerships for you. And he's giving you your heart's desire in this time and season. And God says you begin to move forward in great prosperity and abundance. And the angels have already been dispatched to give you your heart's desires. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I so agree with Prophet Albert. For I heard Father God saying, this is the season of the birthing of many things. I hear Father God saying, I see you've been setting your priorities together and setting your priorities in order. And I hear Father God saying, this is the season. I just hear Father God saying, be angry and sin not. Whatever this is, there's been some type of disagreement of communication. Yeah, Father God says, say what you mean and mean what you say, and then be silent. Now, Father God says, this is part of the journaling as well. Father God says, you'll have your journal for your dreams, and then you're going to have your journal. We just write out your thoughts. And now, what we did concerning the writing down of our sins and burning them, Father God says, you're going to implement this for the next, I hear Father God saying, 35 days. Father God says, when something upsets you, you're not going to argue, you're not going to get frustrated, you're not going to get stressed, you're not going to allow it to affect your physical body. I hear Father God says, you're going to write it down, make it plain, you're going to release it, burn it, and let it go. And then Father God says, you're going to allow it to enter into the sea of forgetfulness, because true forgiveness is forgetfulness. Father God says, you're going to forgive, and you're going to forget. And that is the word of the Lord. Sister Kathy.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. Sister Kathy, I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be something that's going to really delight you. God says there's going to be some surprises for you in this season. I'm hearing God says for you to be open. God says for you not to be argumentative in this season. God says for you to go forward in his strength, and go forward with the vision that he has given you. That is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. I just hear God saying there's favor in the media for you. I don't know what's going on with television or radio, the airwaves, the sound waves, but there's favor in media technology. And God says education. Within the walls of the institution of higher learning, God says, there's also favor. And God says, prepare yourself, because the community, the nations, those that are in your neighborhood are in need of the voice of the Lord that is within you. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that there's something that's going to be resolved. God is saying that things are revolving, and God is saying that this won't be a repeating cycle, but God is saying that you've passed the test, and that's the word of the Lord.
Yes, and I just see you working with numbers. This is a season when numbers will bring a lot to you. not just numbers for money, but numbers and calculating your time. And as this is a season of new blessings, for the Lord says he has removed the pressure from around you, the pressure that you were carrying others and other people's problems, and even the pressure in the shoulders. For I am revitalizing you in this season, saith the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Kathy. I hear Father God saying you're pressing in and you're pressing on in this season. I hear Father God saying don't look back, don't look forward. Father God says stay focused on the now. And Father God says there's a further word for you. Bishop and I will be giving you a further word. I hear Father God saying swift new beginnings. There's a blessing concerning family and swift new beginnings. And that is the word of the Lord.